Tennessee lawmakers have a budget surplus to play with this year, and Governor Bill Haslam wants much of it to pay for a new state museum. Even state museum officials were caught off guard by the announcement. For the last three decades, the basement of the Tennessee Performing Arts Center has housed the state museum. Before that, it was in the bottom of the War Memorial Building. Longtime director Lois Riggins-Izell says there's been a need for a proper above-ground facility for years. Politicians have supported the concept, but not put money behind it. Now the governor has recommended $120 million. It comes from a one-time windfall of business tax collections.
I believe it's going to happen. I think sometimes the momentum is so right that you get the groundswell of the public.
Riggins-Izell wonders if the project would have gotten the governor's go-ahead were it not for all the building already going on near the proposed site. The new museum would go at the corner of Rosa Parks Boulevard and Jefferson Street. Just across Bicentennial Mall is the nearly completed Sound Stadium. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.